Okay, so Kiryas Mitzvah and Osek Mitzvah. So I'm just going to do this in part one. I'm just going to like really start because there's a lot more to do, and I didn't even manage to put out all the quotes yet. So our Gemara says, "By Masav Rav Yosef, Chatan patur mikriyat Shema Leila Harishon and Motzei Shabbat." So it's Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. Im lo asa maaseh, my love, ditarid dibay lemival. Okay, is he tarried? He's tarried. He's distracted, so he can't say Kriya Shema properly, right? With kavana, with proper kavana, right? Again, just a good Musa Shmuz on our own kavana and davening. Like here, it's like, oh, if you're not going to be able to have proper kavana, you shouldn't even say Kriya Shema. And it's like, I don't have a good excuse, but my kavana during Kriya Shema is almost, probably not up to the standards. So Rav Yosef says it's because he needs to debay the mival. Okay, why? It's not like he's supposed to be doing this mitzvah of bir rishona, and he's not yet done it, right? So he's like osik b'mitzvah almost. Amar le'abaya lo de'tarid de'lo bayil. It's not that he's tarid to do the mitzvah; it's that he's tarid about the fact that he has not yet. Okay, so amar le'rava u'mishum tirda patur. Right? Just the fact that he's tarud is a reason to be poter him from a mitzvah, right? If it's because he's osek b'mitzvah, so fine. But if it's just because he's tarud that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah, right? The tarud, the lo ba'il, he's focused or he's distracted by the fact that he hasn't yet done it, right? So it says, okay, he's distracted, right? Just because someone's distracted, right, and he's bothered by something, that's a ptur. Right? Then if your boat is sinking or did sink, right? I don't know, the stock market went down. So everyone looks at their phone. You see the stock market went down. It's like, oh, okay, no one's gonna dive in Kriya, no one says Kriya Shema today because S&P went down. Achinami depater. You say, yeah, every time the stock market goes down, you're pater. Va'amar Avel chayav b'chol mitzvot amurot b'torah. Avel, a mourner, someone whose relative just died, so he's probably tarud, right? He's chayav in all the mitzvos, except for tefillin. And the reason why he's not chayav in tefillin is because tefillin is considered a pe'er, right? It's like, I guess, an ornament, right? It's like extra, like, whoa. And, right, that's the one exception where you don't. What don't do a mitzvah when you're an avel, but otherwise someone who's an avel, even though he's tarud, is chayav in all the mitzvahs. So ela marava tanai hi, it's machloket tanaim de tanach chada im lo asa maaseh barishon patur af b'sheni b'sheni patur af b'shlishi v'tan yeidach rishon v'sheni patur shlishi chayav v'abaya hatanami b'tirda pligi. No, they're not arguing about like the chiyuv of the mitzvah or whatever. Right, I think maybe we're assuming that the third day is Shabbos, and since, and maybe right, it's Asr Limival B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Can you be a Rishon on Shabbos? So maybe if you can't, so then there's no Tirdas Mitzvah because you're not Osei Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah because you can't do it. V'hani Tanai ki Hani Tanai. He says no, it's the same. Oh, sorry, I skipped a little bit ahead. Right, so Bai says no, it's really about Tirda. They're really not arguing about Osei Mitzvah. They're arguing about the concept of Tarud, but. If you think it's mutar l'mivol b'tchila b'shabbat, so then says Abaya, so then he's also tarred on Shabbos because he hasn't done it yet. But if it's aser, so then it's like it's not relevant, it's not possible, and therefore right, it just shouldn't be something that's weighing on him as much in theory. Okay, now. That so far, right? So Abaya has basically presented us with this idea that Tirda might be a Ptur from Mitzvah. And Rava says, well, then anytime you're Tarud, maybe you should be Pat. Okay? In Sukkah, a similar or parallel Sugya, or connected Sugya, let's say, of Shulchei Mitzvah. Okay? Shulchei Mitzvah Pturim na Sukkah, Cholinu Shamshem Pturim na Sukkah, Ochlim Shotin Arai Chutz la Sukkah. Me'anan imili that Shulchei Mitzvah are Pater. Right, so מכאן אמרו, הכונס את הבתולה פטור, ואת האלמנה חייב. מה עם משמע? אמר אפונה כדרך. מה דרך רשות? אף כל רשות. להפוקי היידי במצווה עוסק. עסוק. So, they learned that from Kriyashma. It's actually kind of funny, right? Well, I guess not so funny, but like the Ptur is Ptur mi Kriyashma. But Kriyashma is something that requires Kavana, right? So it's funny that it's like, I guess it's like being used as the paradigm for all mitzvos. But we say, b'shivtcha b'veitecha. So it's p'chat l'osik b'mitzvah. Because it's not shivtcha b'veitecha, you're osik mitzvah. B'lechtcha b'derech, p'chat l'chatan. Okay? Tosa says, right, there's a girsa that flips it. It's like, why is dafka b'shivtcha b'veitecha is going to be osik, as opposed to osik mitzvah? I guess because like, when you're sitting at home, but not when you're not at home doing a mitzvah. B'lechtcha b'derech, when you're out, right, p'chat l'chatan, why dafka chatan? מכאן אמרו, הכונס את הבתולה פטור, ואת האלמנה חייב. מה עם משמע? אמר רב הונא כדרך, מה דרך רשות? בלכת לך בדרך, he's like, oh, you're going on a business trip. Right? So going on a business trip is רשות, אף כל רשות לא פוקי היידי במצווה עסוק. As opposed to a חתן, who's עוסק במצווה. מי לא עסקינה דקעזו לדבר מצווה? כאמר רחמנה, לקרי, אם כן, למקרא, בשבט ובלכת, מה בשבטך ובלכתך? בלכת דידך הוא דמחייבס, הבלכת דמצווה פטירה. Hey, when you're going בלכת שלך, that's when you're חייב. But if it's בלכת של שמיים, then you're פטר. אי הכי אפילו כונס את האלמנה נמי. So why do we distinguish between בסולה and אלמנה? It doesn't change the mitzvah's ishus, right? The answer is, הקונס את הבתולה תריד, קונס אלמנה לא תריד, וכל היכה דתריד החנמי דפטור, אלא מעט התרה ספינתו בים, דתריד החנמי דפטור. וכי תהמה החנמי, אמר רב אבא בר זבדא, אמר רב, אבל חייב בכל מצוות המורות בתורה, חוץ מן התפילין, שהרי נאמר בהם הן, האחה תריד תירדה דמצווה, האטם תריד תירדה דרשות. זאת אומרת, זה גמר, זה מחלק בין a case where you're Torah b'tirat dat mitzvah and tirdat reshut, right? If you're Torah b'tirat mitzvah, so then you would be pater, as opposed to case of tirdat reshut. So what does that? What exactly does that mean? Okay, one thing just to note already is that in the Gemara and Ksivas, when we're talking about tirda, so Rava is like, okay, well maybe tirda doesn't count at all. In the Gemara and Sukkah, when we're talking about osik b'mitzvah, right, then suddenly it seems like tirda is more universally accepted, right? It just seems like, you know, the question of, it asks the question of, wait a second, is tirda seems to be accepted at the end, right? On the basis of tirda's mitzvah versus tirda's rishas, while over here in Ksavis, doesn't mention, make this chiluk of tirda's mitzvah versus tirda's rishas, right? Or if it says, oh, when an avel's chayiv, right? El Amarava Tanai. Okay.
The point that you were making also before about Kriyat Shema being used as an example, even though that Kriyat Shema you're saying requires Kavana, whereas that's not necessarily the case with Sukkah.
Sukkah, yeah.
And therefore, they're like, how exactly that are they parallel examples?
Well, again, the psukim, I guess it's a little bit, the psukim themselves are not, right? It's vavta et Hashem lokecha, b'chol avacha b'chol nashmai b'chol modecha, v'yu advarim el Hashem lokecha mitzvah yom, al avacha v'shan tam lakha jara tabam, v'shivtacha b'veitecha v'lechtacha v'aderech. So the v'divak tabam, right, means like all mitzvahs, really. So I think meaning the lashon of the pasuk is like the mitzvahs, or Vidibar Tabam. I just thought it's interesting that the example given of some mitzvah you can't do is Kriyat Shema, and we're using a pasuk from within Kriyat Shema, right? But, you know, on some level, this could be also you kind of unique to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema requires Kavana. Well, I say a Sukkah doesn't necessarily require Kavana, it requires a Sukkah, right? So do we want you to make the effort to build a sukkah, right? Maybe that's in Achanami, the common denominator is that there's effort involved in having kavana, or there's effort involved in building a sukkah, And since you're osik b'mitzvah, you don't need to make that extra effort. Or is it that, like, no, you're doing this other mitzvah and it would take away? I guess another way to phrase that is the fact that you're osik b'mitzvah, you know, going to say, oh, you don't have to do another mitzvah? Or does it say that, you know, if it would be detrimental to the current mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah? Right? That's one thing that we're going to have to explore. I guess, like, the paradigm of, like, Kriyashma versus, you know, Sukkah. But Sukkah, I understand, like, oh, if you're going to go on some sort of mitzvah trip, right, it might be practically very difficult to have a Sukkah, to build a Sukkah, right? And if there's a Sukkah right there, maybe you would be chayev, or maybe you should. Well, let's say Kriyashma, let's say the difficulty level is much lower, right? You know, just to focus, unless we're saying, no, you know, we don't really expect that to happen. Yeah. And then finally, I would say, like, the addition at the end, here by Shluchei Mitzvah, is, I mean, when it's Tiras, what does it mean? What's the difference between Tiras Mitzvah and Tiras Rishas? Right? What do we expect as, like, as a result? So, you know, if you look at Rashi, mitzvah can go to Lomo Torah, Lahakbil Pnei Rabo, lift the Shibuyim. So they're on their way to do a mitzvah. So they're Ptirmina Sukkah, Fidu Bishat Chanayatan, even when they're, like, you know, even at night. Like it says, B'shivtcha B'veitecha Pat L'Sekma Mitzvah, She'eno Chaya B'Kriyat Shema, V'Lachaman Mefarish Mai Mashma. So Rashi is also interpreting that pasuk as B'shivtcha B'veitecha being referencing Kriyat Shema itself. Right, kind of your question, right? You know, it's, if it's a reference to Kriyat Shema, so maybe it's like a Kriyat Shema specific thing, right? Which is like, oh, if you're Tarud, or you're doing something else, right? So then it's like that stop and realignment of your machshavos might be more of an issue. But let's say Sukkah, you say, well, you pause for the night, afilu b'shat chanayatan, so say, well, you've stopped traveling for the day, put up a Sukkah, right? Get one of those pop-up Sukkahs. While Kriyashma, which is a kavana based one, so maybe, right, maybe that's like, you know, like you're focused, you're doing the mitzvah, you're focused on the mitzvah, or maybe even the whole idea is what, if you look at the pasuk, it's, you have to, right, you have to shem l'kecha, right, v'dibar tabam, v'shivtucha b'veitecha v'lech chavadech. The idea of v'dibar tabam is kind of like being, you should always be osik b'mitzvah, you should be osik b'torah, right? The bracha we make on Brachas Torah is Lasok B'Devarei Torah. So maybe if you're Osek B'Mitzvah already, you don't need to do, you know, be like, you know, V'Dibar Tabam B'Shev Techa B'Vei Techa, because you already are. So I think that's like, it's interesting that's not necessarily so reflected in the back and forth here, because the Gemara seems to be assuming, right, that if it's true of Kriyashma, then we could just expand it across the board. So I think it's an interesting conundrum. Again, we could use that to build a paradigm and say, well, actually, maybe that's exactly the point, right? Maybe the point is, you should always be osek b'mitzvah. The point of you being an Eved Hashem is that you're osek b'torah b'mitzvos. But once you're osek b'torah b'mitzvos, right? So then you don't need to jump from one to the other, right? Because there's no kind of value added there. If you're already b'dibar tabam or b'asak tabam, then it's fine. Now, downside of that is, well, is tirdas mitzvah going to reach that bar, right? Because if it's like an idea that you're actually being osik b'mitzvah, so maybe tirdas mitzvah just isn't going to be good enough, right?
Because you may not actually be actively performing a mitzvah. You might just be distracted by the notion of performing a mitzvah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. You're distracted by the need to do this mitzvah. That's exactly a biased point. Or right by Tirda, which is, you know, you're distracted by the need to do the mitzvah and that you're not doing it yet, but you're not doing it yet. Right. So does that count? Now, one, right, what approaches can you have?
Well, maybe it's like a difference in how we define Osikva mitzvah. Like maybe if we're defining Osikva mitzvah as just like always being involved in like either the mitzvah or the process of doing a mitzvah, then it can encompass both of those things.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like if we want to define Osikva mitzvah, you know, as kind of like Osikva avodas Hashem, right? And like being in like a proactive state of like being Kabbal Samach Shamayim or Lasuk Batorah, you know, in a broader sense. So then maybe the Kiras Mitzvah is part of it. And it's part of the Lasuk B'Mitzvah. And alternatively, we could say, no, it's not. But maybe it's some sort of independent tour. Right? Maybe it's not the same thing, actually. Right? Maybe they're really, these are like two different Sugyos even. And even the Gemara in Sukkah, right? Like the first part is one thing, and then the last bit about Kirda is a separate thing. Right? They're like two different inyanim. Or you could say, well, maybe it's actually really, it's not about the Lasuk at all. It's really all about, you know, just like the inability to do them both. So it's like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing one thing already, so you don't have to do the other because you're focusing on the first one. And then maybe, you know, the tirda is part of that, like, oh, well, you're already kind of stuck or you're already involved in one, right? So we're not going to force you or we can't expect you to then drop it A and go to B, right? So it's kind of like just part of like this, like, oh, you know, we can't make you drop it.
Okay?
Yeah, I was about to just continue. But you,
I was just going to ask, like, you're saying there could be two different ways of looking at it, because either you can include tirdat mitzvah and being osikva mitzvah, or you can say being tirdat mitzvah puters you from being osikva mitzvah. Is that a correct way of saying it?
Yeah, we'll sharpen it a little in a minute, but yeah, exactly, more or less, right? Because if one way to say is like they're both osik, even tirda, which you'd think isn't osik, is actually kind of like osik. Or we can say that, no, even osik is really just a form kind of tirda, right? In the sense that maybe tirda says, like, well, you just can't do both because you can't, right?
Yeah.
You're really distracted by this, you know, the fact that you have to do this mitzvah and you're distracted by it. It's just not, you know, like, we're not going to tell you, oh, just don't do that mitzvah, right? And as long as you're focused on doing that mitzvah, you're just very distracted by it. So you just can't do the other one. And that's okay, right? Like, you know, you have triage, and unless you get assigned one, you don't have to drop it for the other. Okay, so let's read Rashi, and then we'll go. There's like another Rashi in Brachos we're going to do soon later. Blach chabaderech, prat lechatan, afo gav, duhu nami b'mitzvah tarid, it's tzrichi luhu trei krai, I only had one, I would say someone who's actually physically osik b'mitzvah, so he's actually busy and he can't do it. But here, he's not doing anything, right? He just tarid b'machshevet b'machshava. He's thinking about the mitzvah that he needs to do. So then, right, tarid b'machshava, right, might shouldn't count. Well, I would think what doesn't count, k'mash malam, it does. Right? So you get the havamina, right? And I guess, but the maskana is not so clear. Like, why is tarid b'machshevet bila going to count, right? And I think the answer goes back to an answer, which is, well, maybe the answer is it does count as osik, right? It's as if you're really being toreach v'osa mitzvah b'yadayim, right? Because it's the same type of osik, or right, as you said, we're expanding, we're upping the level of osik to like this kind of broader meta level. Or it's, you know, all of it, it's toreach v'osa melechas mitzvah. So it's not so much that you're doing it b'yadayim as just that you're toreach, right? You're involved in it. You're occupied, right? I guess it's two ways of looking at it. It's osik. How do you understand osik, right? Is it you're occupied or you're involved? Or is the fact that you're involved in mitzvah, so you're doing a mitzvah. Or is it, no, you're occupied by the mitzvah, and therefore you just don't have the bandwidth, essentially, to do this other one. Tosas also gets into it, the same question, right? Afagav dehu nami b'mitzvah tari, itzich trei krai, dihava k'tiv chad, kiven dechatan elav behedei k'tiv, bikra havamina lo patara k'tiv, ela toreach v'oseh mitzvah b'yadayim, או מהלך במצווה, אבל חתן שיושב ובטל ואינו עוסק, אלא מחשב בבילה, לא פתר הכתוב, הלקח מקרא יתר השמעינן, דיפטור מקריאת שמה. Right? Again, he emphasized the fact that, you know, they're not doing anything. Right? דיטרי מחשבת בילה, כך בירש בקונטרש, וסוגיה דשמייצין, משמע, נבלכתך בדרך ממעט, הייתי במצווה כעסיק, I was going to make sure I'm getting the psukim right. Right? Afagav de onam mitzvah. Right? The zirkerai. The avaktiv chad kivin the chatan lav bedektiv. Havmina lo patar ktiv ela toreach v'osem mitzvah biyadayim. Chatan sheyoshev ubatel ve'ino osek ela machshev b'bila lo patar ktiv hilgach mikra yiter hashmina. As he says, wait a second. I think says sugi d'shmei shemaasam v'lech techa baderech ma'amayet haid mitzvah kasek. Right? B'shiv techa b'veitecha v'lech techa baderech. This is Belech Techa Baderech should be, it sounds like it's the one that's referencing Osik B'mitzvah. Because right? You're Holech Baderech, mitzvah. You're like actually walking and doing the mitzvah. U'beshili Perek, right, as opposed to B'shiv Techa B'etecha, as you're sitting and you're in your house, so you theoretically, physically, you practically have the bandwidth, you know, you're able to. It's just like you don't have the, you're intellectually involved or you're mentally involved stuck in the mitzvah. B'shili perakam de brachot agirsa lehefach the garas hatam b'shivtecha prat lechatan, right? Which works out perfect, right? The person who's sitting is the chatan who's at home who's just thinking. B'lech chabaderech is someone who's actually osik. V'girsa zu nira dehachi mash makra b'shevet didcha hu d'mechayvet b'kriya shema v'lo b'shevet d'mitzvah shata yoshev u'mechashev b'bilat mitzvah. ובלכת באמת עוסק במצווה, דמשמע בלכת דידך, ולא בלכת מצווה. ומחתן לא הווה ידעינן שר עוסק במצווה, דדילמה שאני חתן שאין נקל לו כל כך, להסיר תירדה מליבו. אף אבישית שבתירדה דרשות מבעי לי, ויתובי דייתי להסיר מחשבת תירדתו. So you can say that, on the one hand, without חתן, it being told to me explicitly, I would have assumed that it's only when you're actually עוסק במצווה בידיים. On the other hand, maybe my chatan, I'd say, well, it's very hard for him to switch gears, right? But for, you know, maybe the shluchim mitzvah, let's say for the sukkah, you know, it's not so hard. They're traveling. It gets in nighttime. You put up a shelter, right? It's like not such a hard gear shift for them to pull off. Hey, but what's very striking here, I think, is how it's really pointing out that, you know, you could have started or there's, the baseline assumption we would have made in these psukim, in the pasuk, if it was only one limud, is that's only where you really kind of can't do both, right? You have this, you're oseg b'mitzvah and you're baderech and you're going to do this mitzvah, so you can't necessarily go and just, you know, stop and go back and do whatever other mitzvah. But if you could do both, or if, you know, it's not like doing one would block the other, so why not? As opposed to, right, the second drasha tells us, oh yeah, this idea of chasan, that even though it's just, he's yoshev u'mechashev, nonetheless, that counts as tiras mitzvah or osik b'mitzvah, depending on how you want to slice it. And then even though it's possible to do both, right, it's not saying that it's not possible to do both. You could, right? The question is only, are we going to make him make the extra effort to do both? Right, and the maskana is that no, he doesn't have to do both. Okay, so that's really interesting. Also, you have to think conceptually, like why is that true? That even though it's very possible for it's or it definitely is possible, I don't know about very, but it's possible for him to do both. And nonetheless, we're going to say osig mitzvah, pater mitzvah, or tir das mitzvah, and he doesn't have to do both. Okay, so Rashi in Brachos. That Sugya, the Tosas quoting, is Blechet B'derech Prat Lechatan אף אגב דחתן נמי עוסק במצווה הוא, אילב קרא יתרה, לא הווה נפקא למקרא כמה, דקיבא דעוסק במצווה לא כתיב בקרא בהדיא, אלא מיעוטא בעלמא, הוא דקרא דרשינן מביתך, ומעטינן מינה עוסק במלאכת מצווה, דאיכא תרדה, אבל חתן דתרדה דמחשבה בעלמא הוא, שמחשב על העסק בתהילים, אילב קרא יתרה לא יתמי. My Rashi brings up like the fact you need these two drashos, but what's the difference between the two cases, right? What's the base case and what's the case we kind of added in, we add on from the second drasha?
Like even if it requires like less of a drastic like change in mindset, I guess, then perhaps, well, I guess that's more according to Tosfot. Like, you know, according to Tosfot, we're saying like, Even if he's currently occupied, you might think like, oh, well, once they free up, then they'll just perform the mitzvah if you're capable of doing it.
It was a bad leading question. It's true. I was asking like from the perspective of what's like the nature of the p'tur, what's the relationship from osik mitzvah to tirda in this rashi. You know, it's like the famous question of like, oh, what's the obvious question on Tosfos? Which always really means, what's that? What am I thinking of? You know, or what's like, oh, what's, you know, what, like, what does this make you want to think? Really, the question is, what does this make me think?
I'm not sure. I'm tempted to say that Tirda is still considered part of. I
was
like, I feel like I didn't understand the Rashi completely, so I'm not so confident.
Okay, so let's read through it slowly. It says, Afagav, the chatan nami osek b'mitzvahu. And so, the chatan is also included in osek b'mitzvah. Ilav kra yetera, lo nafkalan mikra. If not for the extra pasuk, I wouldn't have learned him out. Why? Because the osek b'mitzvah lo ktiv b'kra behedya. אלא מיעוטה בעלמא הוא, דקדרשינה מביתך, ומתינה מינה עוסק במלאכת מצווה. Why? דאיקה תרדה. Right? Why are we ממאי עוסק במצווה? Right? Because of the תרדה. So why is עוסק במצווה פטור מן המצווה? Because there's תרדה. אבל, so therefore what? חתן, דתרדה דמחשבה בעלמא הוא, שמחשב על עסק בתולים, I would not have said that he's pater osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah min mitzvah. So chatan is also osik b'mitzvah, right? Why? Because he's tarud. But I would have thought that since his tirda is only an intellectual, mental one, that doesn't count.
Right? So the phrase like malachet. Osik b'malachet mitzvah, that's, say, like, referring to being osik in the actual performance of the mitzvah, whereas, like, tirda d'machshava is, like, being preoccupied with only, like, the thought of it.
Yeah. Meaning, one, he's, like, actually, like, doing something, right? He's really tarud, right? And he's really, like, occupied by it. But intellectual occupation, you know, intuition doesn't really count. Like, you know, I don't know, like white collar jobs don't count. Kamash Malan, like white collar osik b'mitzvah also count, not just blue collar osik b'mitzvah. So I think for Rashi, basically Rashi is going with like tirda. It's all about tirda, right? So you're actually like involved in something, right? You're tarud by it. You're occupied by it. So I would have thought only if you're physically occupied, but the answer is no, even intellectually being occupied counts as tirda, right? But then I think what comes out is that the whole construct or the whole idea of osek mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, right, is all coming from this idea that you're tarud, you're occupied by something, by it. And since you're occupied by it, you don't really have the bandwidth, or we can't expect you to shift gears to be. Okay? If you look at the Ran says, you know, Odam Rinan, חתן פטור מקריאת שמע עד מוצא שבת, אם לא עשה מעשה, ואם איתה דבי יכול לקיים את שניהם, מחייב. נימה, תיבי לילי, תובי דייטי. If you could do both, you have to look at them, if he's able to do both, so maybe he's chayev to, you know, to kind of just to figure it out, right? Kida amar gabe aved, v'lekayim t'raveyu, v'lo matzit amret lo matzit li t'uvidayte, d'hatnan, chatan im ratza v'krot, l'ayl rishon kore. I think there's more here that I want, the bigger piece that I wanted to pull out. So the Ran basically connects us to the question of, if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, if you're able to do both, do we say Osir Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah? And it basically says, he's matzili etuve daite, or he's able to calm himself and relax himself, but, right, we don't require that, right, because it's part of the mitzvah, and therefore, it's osik mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, same thing for chatan. It's not so clear here. I think there's broader context that I should add it in, but essentially, he's treating it with the same sort of vein as any other osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, right? And saying, well, you're osik mitzvah, and it's not that you can't, right? V'lo matzit amr d'lo matzit li etuvei daite, d'atanan chatan im ratzah l'krot l'ayl harishon kore. But since it's osik mitzvah, it's patur min mitzvah. And essentially, right, we can look at where we have a solution with tiras mitzvah and osik mitzvah. So Rashi says they're both the same. Osik mitzvah and tirda are equal, but they're both tirda. They're both because you're occupied and you can't really do both, right? You can't just, change gears from one to the other, or maybe you could, but that would come at, that'd be detrimental. So just like you can't, tell the guy who's baderech to turn around, you don't tell the chasan to figure it out. He's tarud, and because he's tarud, so he's pater, right? But it's the preoccupation. It's the fact that he's the ika tirda, and even tirda b'machshava counts, right? For Rashi, we're trying to get to the bottom of there's tirda, and you're tarud, so you can't do both, right? It's kind of the whole point of tirda is that you can't do it. For the Ran, he's saying, of course you could do it, right? We totally know that you could do it. The point is you don't need to do it because you're osik mitzvah. So even in the case of tirda of the chatan, it's osik mitzvah, patam and mitzvah, and then there's just no obligation or responsibility to overcome.
So even saying that tirda is equal to osik is like a pretty strong way of saying it. Because if someone's really osik, if someone's actually like preoccupied physically, then probably the Ran would say that they can't.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to, right? Meaning, even if you could, you don't have to because you're osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, and you're doing mitzvah A. You just don't need to do mitzvah B, mm-hmm. Right? It's kind of how he's taking it. And that, but he's applying that also to the tirda of the chasan. So it's the idea is that the tirda, right, what we were saying before, how do we want to look at things? Do we say osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah is really because you're occupied and you don't basically have the bandwidth to do the other one, right? As Rashi was saying, you're tarud. I thought tarud only counts as physically, but even mentally counts as tarud, and you're occupied by it. Or, right, the Ran says, no, right, you're involved in a mitzvah. And once you're involved in a mitzvah, right, we don't make you, or we don't want you maybe even, to go and shift to another mitzvah. Now, what we have to say for the Ran, though, is that the tirda of the chatan is somehow considered osik b'mitzvah, right? It's not just that you're occupied and you're busy, so you're not able to do the mitzvah, right? I mean, for Rashi, the conceptual argument, once you say that, osik is kind of a form of tirda, and say, well, okay, they're both tirda, and both because you can't, right? Ef shalakayim shdam kiviyachol. You have two things that you're involved in, or you ideally want to do, and you have to, and you're involved in one already. So once you're doing that, you can't do the other one because you're busy, you're tired, you're occupied, right? On the other hand, right, it's like, you know, I don't know, that's in the olden days, it used to be if someone called you, but you were already on a phone call, right, so the call just wouldn't go through, because it didn't matter if it was an important phone call or not. So even if the second phone call is more important, what's, you know, if the line's busy, the line's busy. So that's kind of how Rashi seems to, I think, is kind of interpreting this. It's like, oh, they're both Mishum Tirda, and that's it. Now you can say, if it's Tirdas Rishus, so then it's like, now that we have call waiting, right? So then you have to hang up on the telemarketer in order to answer your, you know, your mother, your father, both your parents, I don't know, whoever, the Rebbe, I don't know, the government census bureau, someone who you're legally obligated to answer. Right? Now the Ran says no, right? Tirda of the Chassan is not because he's occupied, right? It's because he's Oseik B'mitzvah, right? Because he could very easily, we could just demand. It's not that he couldn't. It's not that, right? V'lo matzit amrei, v'lo matzi liyetuvei daite. You can't say it's because he can't possibly, right, get himself into the headspace of Kriya Shema, right? Datanan chatanim ratza likrot laila rishon koreh. So it can't be that it's because he's incapable, because we even know that he can and will allow him to if he wants to. He can go and say, oh, I'm just going to focus on doing Kriya Shema. Right? So we don't require him to do it. And the reason why, says the Ran, I think, is because, oh, Oseik B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah. And then we have to say that Oseik has to be much broader than just, like, you're doing the mitzvah, right? Also, the question is, like, you know, what mitzvah is he doing? He's going to do a mitzvah, right? If we expand to Abaya's case, so then it's even, like, he's thinking about the fact that he needs to do a mitzvah, right? Is that really, you know, how expansive does that become? And the third option, right, that we'll explore, I guess, another time, is, you know, maybe there are two different ideas. Maybe Oseik is really, well, you can't do it, right? Or it would be difficult to do. And then it might be like some sort of sliding scale of, well, how difficult is it? That's a little bit kind of reflected maybe in Tosfos. Right? It's like kind of a sliding scale of, well, how difficult, right, is it? Like maybe shiny chatan sheino nakelo kol kach lasir tirda milibo, afal po yishev b'tirda de reshut mibayle li tuvei daite lasir machshev tirdato. On the one hand, it's very hard. On the other hand, it's also for the end goal of a mitzvah. So maybe we don't write that kind of. We don't say, well, just deal with it, you know, because we don't really want him to kick this idea out of his head. Because in the long run, it's involved part of a mitzvah or going to be for a mitzvah, as opposed to something that's like the S&P going down, or like, you know, Tavasina Tobayam, his boat is sinking, where at the end of the day, like, okay, what are we going to do about it? You can't do anything about it, and we'd rather you not think about it and focus on Kriya Shema, right? But in the Chatan, we, at the long run, we don't necessarily want him to totally, and so if it's hard, and right, we don't necessarily want him to just get over it. So, right, it sounds like maybe for Tosos, you know, there's kind of this like sliding scale, and therefore, it's like a chiddush in, you know, Pasuk begins to tell us both. Because, like, well, if it's totally, you know, you're Oseik Legamri, you're like literally doing the mitzvah, that's one thing, right? If you're not literally doing the mitzvah, but it's very hard, but, right, or maybe if it's very hard for you to refocus, you know, so then maybe that's what matters. And maybe if you're Oseik Mitzvah Legamri, that would be less of an issue, but wouldn't, you know, be less of a din of Oseik Mitzvah. So it's kind of the sense like, oh, it's like a sliding scale where like Atan is hard and he's Tarud, or Oseik B'mitzvah Mash B'Yadayim, you know, either one of those is kind of good enough. So like the more that you're Oseik, the less you need it to be difficult to do both, right? And the more difficult it is to do both, you know, the more that you could say Oseik B'mitzvah, even though it's less of like an hands-on, or like, you know, real involvement in the mitzvah. And then it really would be two different like values, you know, which may be like, you know, combined to create like a sliding scale. Right. And maybe you can even have just two totally opposite, you know, or options of Oseik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah when you're actually Oseik Mitzvah. And then separately you have Tirdat Mitzvah or Tilda, which is just like you're really distracted by something and, you know, you don't have a band. Okay, we'll stop here. So actually, we'll stop early.
Oh, wow.
Right,
Yeah,
first.
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.